Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here is your morning brief for Tuesday, November 28th. I'm Luke Vargas for The Wall Street Journal. China-founded fashion company Shein has filed paperwork for what could be one of the biggest IPOs in years. We're reporting that the U.S. listing could happen next year, with it likely aiming for a higher valuation than the $66 billion price tag that accompanied a fundraising round in May. SEC rules allow companies to keep their listing documents private for a period of time leading up to their IPOs, but in the weeks before its offering, Shein will be expected to unveil details about its financials. The head of China's central bank says the country is on pace to reach an official 5% growth target this year, an assessment that comes as China grapples with several economic headwinds, including a drawn-out property crisis that repeated policy interventions by Beijing have failed to remedy. Economists expect the People's Bank of China to take additional steps to support the economy by year's end, including issuing more sovereign bonds to fund infrastructure projects and cutting reserve requirements for banks. A Russian court has extended the detention of Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich for a third time since he was taken into custody in March on an allegation of espionage that he, the Journal, and the U.S. government vehemently deny. Investigators from the Federal Security Service had requested that Gershkovich remain behind bars while he awaits trial. Today's ruling lengthens his detention through at least January 30th of next year, by which time Gershkovich will have been in custody for 10 months. Stock markets in Asia ended the day mixed, while European stocks are broadly lower in early trading, and U.S. stock futures are flat ahead of the November report on consumer confidence, which is due out at 10 a.m. Eastern. And we've got a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.